I promise. How many times have you made a promise to yourself and didn't keep it? Man, it stings. I can't tell you how many times I've made a promise to myself about one thing or another and broke that promise. I gotta tell you, it does not feel good to break a promise to yourself. I mean, we wouldn't break a promise to our kids, probably not our spouse. So why would we break them to ourselves? Is it easier because we don't have to like justify it or come up with a reason? There's so many women I talk to and work with that have promised, this time it'll be different. This time I will do the thing. I will quit the job. I will build the business. I will lose the weight. This time I will write the book. This time I will X. Whatever that is. Every time I talk to a woman in this position, they have this look on their face, like disappointment and sadness and just sometimes shame, because it hurts. It hurts to break a promise to yourself. And I mean, we've all seen the look on our kids' faces, or a friend or somebody's, when you've said like, I can do this for you, no problem, blah, blah, blah. Or we can go here, no problem. And you have to like renege on that. You have to like take it back and say, hey, actually I can't, or you don't show up, or something happens and you don't do what you say you're going to do. That look on their face is just so sad. And we just feel like crap. Why would we do that to ourselves? Like, can you imagine saying to yourself, I promise I'll do X in the mirror. And then when you decide not to, go back to that mirror and look at yourself and say, actually, I'm not going to do that because you don't deserve it. Or I'm not going to do that because I just don't feel like it. Or I'm happy being miserable. Or, you know what, this job isn't that bad. Let's just stay and keep existing in this toxic environment. Or my business is good enough. I know I can barely afford, you know, and I may have to get another job. But I'm not going to hire that coach like I promised this time around, because I don't want to do the work, because you don't deserve it, because you're not worthy enough of the investment. Can you freaking imagine saying that to yourself? That would be bonkers. Oh, friends, I opened this one totally different than I normally do this episode, because I am in my feels right now. And not that I'm not all peppy and want to be like, hello, hello. However, I just feel this deep sense of pride right now. And it's actually like the opposite of how I opened this. I talked about the disappointments of not keeping a promise to ourselves. But I feel really proud right now, because this is going to sound crazy, but for the last week, I have kept a promise to myself. And it feels really freaking good. Like, I'm not going to lie. The last time I kept a big promise to myself was when I wrote Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. I remember thinking, I have been trying to write this book, or it's been written in my head. Let's be honest. We all have that book. It's been in our head for years. It's been written in my head for years, and someday I'm going to put it on paper. Unfortunately, that someday just never came. The years just kept passing, and the opportunity just wasn't presenting itself for me to write this book. And it's just such a cop-out. And then one day I finally said, I'm going to do it. And I sat down and I started doing it. And I knew if I was actually going to do it and keep that promise to myself, I had to enlist in some resources, tools, and invest in myself with a coach and accountability partners in order to get this project done. And I did. I spent money. I bought things. I enlisted the help of friends and family. I set up boundaries in my house. Time blocked, all the things. I sacrificed. I didn't go places so I could rate the book. I didn't hang out as much so I could, you know, increase my word count. And it, at first it was uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable. But then as time progressed, it became exciting. Like, I started telling people, don't invite me anywhere. I don't go to lunch until this book is done. I can't have a coffee chat and get to know you better until this book is done, or one more chapter. And it became this buildup of excitement that I was keeping this promise to myself. And now, if you followed me for any time, you know Own Your Awesome came out about a year ago. And I'm still on a high from writing that book, of course. And the next book came out, Unlocking Success with Jack Canfield. And that was amazing. That wasn't a promise I kept to myself, but it was definitely, it came about because of promises I've kept to myself. And now I'm in the middle of another promise that I made to myself, that I'll get an AB. I'm just kidding. No, the promise is that I will get into the best shape of my life. And I know I'm not going to get back into like high school and college. So I was a professional dancer in my college days, and maybe I can get back to that. I don't think I'll 100% get back to that, but I definitely think at 45, I can get in the best shape that I've been in for at least, you know, 15 years. And I'm doing that. If you listened to my last podcast, I'm doing that through the efforts and the craziness that is 75 hard. I also enlisted invested in the help of a functional medicine doctor, coaches, and tools that I need, right? Like gym memberships and workout outfits. And I buy the waters by the gallon to make sure that I drink what I need to drink. I tried this. I'm not going to give you the whole story. Go back to the last episode. You'll hear the whole story, how I tried and failed and broke the promises to myself 14 times in the matter of 4 years. And this time it's different. This time it feels different because I've fallen in love with the process of it. And I explained that whole journey in the past episode, episode number 66. I'd love for you to go back and listen. You don't have to pause here and go back and listen. You can just listen after or another time. It's pretty crazy. And so today I want to talk to you about keeping promises to ourselves and what happens when we do and what happens when we don't. And one thing that I realized keeping a promise to myself is about integrity, right? We often think integrity as something we owe other people. But in reality, integrity starts with the promises we make and keep to ourselves. When we honor our own word, we build confidence, momentum, and self-trust. And when we build self-trust in ourselves, it makes everything else that much sweeter. However, when we break those promises, we chip away at our energy, our belief, our dreams. Today, I want to talk a little bit deeper about keeping promises to ourselves because they matter. This thing, whatever this thing is that you've been promising yourself for years, has been on your heart for a reason, because it's for you. You are meant to achieve this thing. You are meant to find the job that lights your soul on fire. You are meant to be with your soulmate. You are meant to make millions of dollars if that's what's on your heart. You are meant to save the whales. Whatever is on your heart, it is for you for a reason. Because in my mind, and if I enter my woo world, it's already happened. You're remembering. That's what that desire is. It's a remembrance of the fact that you've already done it. And it's for you, and it's a part of your story. So you just got to get off your ass and go friggin' get it. All right. I'm going to take a deep breath. So right now, I'm in the middle of keeping a promise to myself. I'm 75, doing 75 hard. I, while recording this, am on day 5. So nothing too crazy, but And I've gone longer before, but something feels different this time around. And it feels different because, like I said in the last episode, I'm loving the process and I'm becoming obsessed with it. But also because I'm ready to keep this promise to myself. I'm done with the yo-yo up and down of my health. I've gotten a lot of results back from doctors. And there are a lot of little things off in my system that need to be healed. And it can be healed by moving with the right nutrition, the right vitamins, the right regimen, and all sorts of sunlight and water. And so this isn't anything that I can't conquer. I can fix everything that came up as a negative in these test results. And I 100% promise myself that I will finish 75 hard. I will become the healthiest version of myself inside and out and learn to look in the mirror and be like, damn girl. I mean, I say damn girl anyway. Like, I don't care how chubby I am, how thick I am, what season it is. I love myself. But it's time that my body reflects that, right? My mind and my spirit, super freaking confident. And most of the time my body is too. But right now, because I've been go, 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 and under a lot of stress for the last 5 years, building a business, losing 2 brothers, losing 5 jobs, being laid off as much as I had been, you know, before I became an entrepreneur, my body has held all of that stress for years. And my system is now paying a price for it. So it's time for me to keep this promise of health to myself. And that's what I'm doing. And it feels fucking amazing. Anyway, let's talk about the science behind keeping promises to ourselves. And I think because part of me really respects the science, right? Like the neuroscience, the psychology of it. I've studied it for years. And so when I look at it from that perspective, it makes it a little easier, right? It's not just this flighty, oh, I promise I'm going to get healthy. Okay, I promise I'm going to get buff. And it's like so much more than that, right? It's like, let's look at the science behind the desire to achieve something. And every time I drink another bottle of water, or technically it's my Simply Modern container. Every time I drink another cup of water, every time I go for a walk, every pound I lift of weights, every pound or ounce I shed of my own weight, it's creating a neural pathway. When we keep these promises to ourselves, when we put something in the calendar and we hold to it, when we say no to something, like right now, I'm currently traveling for my daughter. She plays basketball. She travels on a travel league, and we're in a hotel. And this weekend is typically, there's, you know, every year prior to this year, there's been, you know, drinking at the hotel bar, eating fast food, eating on the go, no working out, not a lot of time for myself. It's been very hustle, and I always feel like crap at the end of the weekend, but it's always an amazing social weekend. And so I had to set up parameters for myself this time around where I can still be social, but still achieve my goals and keep the promises to myself. So last night was the first night here, and everyone had a cocktail, and I did not. And I was okay with that. But I also knew before I came here, and I brought this delicious little bubble water, that I would put in like a martini glass, or I would put in a wine glass, and I would bring it with me if I were to go to the bar and have cocktails. But I took it a step further, and I actually didn't even go to the bar. So while a lot of the families gathered, which is more than okay, by the way, like I'm not shaming or dissing going out and getting cocktails. I just can't drink because 75 hard. One of the rules is no alcohol. So, you know, that's just something I've agreed to. And so I didn't even go out into the lobby or out to the bar. I stayed in my room. We got here, you know, after dinner time anyway. I had a salad. It was delicious. I drank my water and I read. And then I felt amazing. And people came and visited me, and I went out and visited them, and it was super social. I'm keeping this promise to myself. And now, the next morning, I've already worked out. I've already read. I'm drinking water. I'm recording a podcast. I didn't go out to breakfast. I didn't go to the outlets shopping because I have set up parameters. So what this is doing is creating new neural pathways in my brain that prove to myself I keep promises. I'm important. I can set up boundaries. This is going to be a really hard weekend, but I'm still doing it. It doesn't matter. It's not a I got no excuses mentality, which I don't have any excuses. But there's something deeper and more spiritual about keeping a promise to ourselves than blaming ourselves and saying we've got excuses. So these neural pathways that I'm creating, it's only been 5 days, but once I get to like 50 days, it's going to be a no-brainer. Me not drinking alcohol, me getting workouts in, me reading 10 pages a day is going to become something I do as naturally as brushing my teeth in the morning, as, you know, flossing my teeth, you know, before bed. Like, it's going to be as simple as that. And so I'm excited for that. Like, I'm altering my brain to be someone who keeps promises to herself. How fucking crazy is that? That's so cool. I love it. And then another thing that I absolutely love is the dopamine that gets released whenever we do something that's positive for ourselves. Or like, we don't get a dopamine hit when we brush our teeth. We're just like, meh, it's got to get done. Brush my teeth, moving on. But every time I lace up my sneakers and get to the gym, every time I finish walking or lifting or doing a program, every time I read those 10 pages, I get a dopamine hit, a burst of excitement, and it's natural. It's literally how God made our brain. And I think there was something in the grand divine plan, design of us humans, our physical body, that when we do something awesome, we're going to give it a little kick of energy, a little dopamine hit. And that's what dopamine is. And that happens when we complete something, when we commit to ourselves, we get that little hit. So I am getting dopamine hits left and right and creating neural pathways that are like programming me to keep promises to myself. And that's pretty freaking exciting. All right. So for me too, there's a really deep spiritual side of keeping promises to myself. It's an act of self-love. It's divine stewardship. It's honoring integrity that God wants me to do. God wants me to honor my body. This is the only body he's given me. This is my vessel. This holds the light. And this is the place that carries all the energy for me to achieve my goals and for me to pour into love into others, to love into my family, to love into my clients and to you. And it excites me. I actually feel more connected to divine, to God, when I keep these promises to myself. And it reassures me that I'm ready to receive bigger blessings. And it shows God that I can hold the big things that he wants for me, that he's put on my heart, that I have desires for, the big things, like, you know, $1 million business, flying first class to Italy, Greece, all the places I want to travel to, calling in massive clients, right? Like all the things I listed in the last episode that I may be calling in, like big stages with people like Gary Vee and Oprah. Like I can hold that. And I'm telling God that I can hold that because I am creating a vessel that is strong enough. And I'm doing that by keeping my promise to myself. Isn't it crazy to think, like, I know, is it Andy Fusillo who does 75 Hard? I know he's not talking about this deeper spiritual side of 75 Hard. But think about And I like to connect things to how they work for me. And when I connect it to spiritual side, when I connect it to the divine, when I connect it to the light, it just makes it more natural for me. And so by me doing 75 hard and taking all these vitamins, like I'm literally putting liquid fish on a spoon and drinking it every morning. It's freaking disgusting. I think there's lime in it too. They try to make it delicious. It's not. But every time I take those vitamins, I'm healing my body a little bit more. And those days will compound. And I will feel closer to God. I will feel closer to my desires. I will be closer to being the vessel that can hold all of that success that I'm looking to call in. And that is what I want for you. I want you to keep promises to yourself because they're for you and you deserve them and you're so worthy of them. When you keep promises to yourself, you build this massive internal momentum. And you know, momentum is my word of the year. I don't know if I did an episode on that. If I did, I'll put it in the show notes. If I did it, maybe I'll do one in the future. Your self-respect really, really skyrockets. Obviously, your confidence does too. You begin to trust yourself and handle bigger opportunities. And you start to create from a place of I can and I will, which is pretty cool for me. I've been working on my wording when saying, oh, I can't drink, right? No, I don't drink. Oh, I'm not drinking. It's like, so words really matter. And you start to operate from a place of not I can't, but I can, or I will, or it's just more matter of fact speaking. And it feels amazing. To me, every promise you keep is essentially a yes to the woman you're looking to become. And every time you break a promise to yourself, you are just delaying her arrival. You're delaying their arrival. So every time I went out and decided to like go out and hang with friends or do something and not write in my book, or not write the pages to my book, it delayed the book getting out. That's why it had been in my mind for years, because I said yes to things that didn't matter as much. And I broke promises to myself. But when I eventually started to say no to things that weren't as important and said yes to the bigger things, like getting words on paper, the book came out. Like that person I wanted to become, the author, the best-selling author, she finally came to fruition. She finally happened. And so I can't go back and change any of that, but I can change that knowing that when I just prolong the process. That's what's happening. And why are we wasting time breaking promises to ourselves, right? Life is so short. Here are a few ways that you can start keeping promises to yourself, no matter what they are. I say start small, right? Like you do not have to start with 75 hard. You do not have to start with writing a book or getting on a giant stage. You can start very small. Maybe I'm going to meditate today. I'm going to walk for 10 minutes, or I'm going to reach out to that one person who I think could connect me to an opportunity. I'm going to network with someone, right? One small promise to yourself. And it's beyond the to-do list item that we're checking. Like, think about what is something you've wanted for years, and what's one small step you can take today to make that happen. And then as you're making that promise, you start to align with your goals and your energy starts to change a little bit, and you start to realize, oh, that wasn't that hard. I can totally do that. What am I going to do tomorrow? Or what am I going to do next that gets me another step closer? And it becomes a game, and you start to gamify this awesome life that we're a part of. Track your wins. So I keep a notebook every time I keep a promise to myself, or sometimes I'll Voxer myself or send a little voice note, but I like to track my wins. I call this evidence of my awesomeness. I've talked about that before. I think I have a podcast on that too. And there's something exciting about tracking your wins and tracking when you keep promises to yourself, because when you're not feeling it on certain days, you can go back and read, I kept that promise to myself and this is how I felt when I did it. And then you're like, all right, let me just go do it. I mean, you could also track when you don't keep promises to yourself and how shitty you feel, but I'm not really one to motivate with a stick. I'm more of a carrot kind of girl. And so I think remembering that you feel shitty when you break these promises could potentially make you just feel more shitty. So remember the times you did keep promises. So that's why I track everything. And then give yourself grace. I mean, come on. Like, so during the 75 hard, I don't have a lot of grace, like at all, on certain things. But there are other things I can give myself grace on if I slip. Like, meditation isn't a part of 75 hard. So if I forget to meditate, or I don't have time, or I just can't get into the groove, I'm gonna give myself grace and I'm gonna move on. So who are you trying to become? Who do you have to become to achieve the goals and to be that person that you've been dreaming of? Like, what's the thing? What's that thing that you're striving for? Is it to write a book? Is it to start a podcast? Is it to get out of that shitty job you're in and to get a better one? Is it to read a book? Maybe you haven't read a book in years and you just want to read one. Is it to meet the person of your dreams, the partner that you can share your life with? Like, is it to start a business? Is it to grow your, like, what is your thing? We all have a thing. And right now mine is abs. I'm in this season. I'm in my building abs era, if you will. This year is the year I get healthy once and for all. Although last year I did release 40 pounds and I felt amazing. I gained a little bit back over the winter. Not a big deal. I am mad at myself. But I realized when I did, when I went to the functional medicine doctor and got a whole slew of tests done, that I have a lot of inflammation and a few other things happening on the inside. So my health journey this year is mostly about, like, I want to heal my organs. Isn't that crazy? It's not crazy. It sounds funny though, but like, it's not about fitting into pants. Like, last year was about like putting my pow pants on and feeling fabulous. This year is about really healing from the inside out. And so I am doing 75 hard, but I'm still going to give myself the whole year to really fix some things and change some numbers on the results, if you will. And so this year I'm very focused on that. What are you focused on? What's your thing? And what little thing can you do to start building momentum to be able to track those little wins and to celebrate, because, you know, celebrating is my jam. What is that thing? So what do you need to do to get to your like ultimate, like, hell yeah, this is my life. I can't believe it. Who does she think she is kind of life? Because that's the life I'm calling in. And that person is already in you. Like, I know the healthy person who goes out for runs in the morning and then comes back and meditates and doesn't drink coffee or alcohol, like, which I love coffee and alcohol, don't get me wrong. But maybe my body doesn't love it right now, or maybe my body won't ever love it. Turns out I don't like gluten either. I mean, my body don't like gluten. It's a whole thing. Anyway, I could do a whole podcast on that, and I probably will in the future. However, what's that thing that's for you? Because it's already there. It's inside you. It's waiting to come out. She's waiting for you to start trusting her. And that's what it means to keep your promises, is to trust yourself. And that changes everything. So, I mean, if you can't trust yourself, who else can, right? So it starts to like bring up some other questions. So here's what you do today. Pick one thing that you can promise yourself today and keep it. Here's what I want you to do for me to be able to, here's what I'm going to do for you to help you keep that promise to yourself. If you DM me the word promise on Insta or LinkedIn or, you know, wherever you find me, because I'm all over the place, DM me the word promise and tell me that thing you want to finally do for yourself, that promise you want to keep, and I will help hold you accountable. It looks many different ways. I can shoot you a text. I can keep you on a list that I DM and make sure that you're doing every once in a while. I'm checking in on you. There's this one woman I'm holding accountable that she books her trip to Paris. I saw her at a spa one day, and I overheard her talking to her girls that she was going to book her trip to Paris when she got to her goal weight. And I was like, ooh, don't wait, girl. Like, don't book that shit now. Because I know if she books the trip, she'll get to her goal even faster. And so randomly, I found her on LinkedIn. We connected. And I randomly text her, did you book the trip yet? Did you book the trip yet? How you doing, girl? And she's like, this is crazy. Like, don't you get paid for this? And I'm like, I do, but I love to see women win. And I want to see you win. So DM me the word promise so I know where you're coming from, that you listen to the podcast, and tell me that thing you, that promise you want to keep to yourself, that goal you've been striving for, that you would love if you want a little extra accountability. And then if you want to take it the next step further and help everyone else and publicize that promise you want to keep to yourself, take a screenshot of this episode and share it wherever you're on social. Share it in stories on Insta, share it as a post on LinkedIn, tag me in it and say, just listen to this awesome podcast by Miranda Von Fricken, and tag me in it and say, she is calling me to action, and it's to keep a promise to myself. Because when we keep promises to ourselves, everything changes and our life just becomes that much lighter and brighter. And the promise I want to keep to myself is dot, dot, dot. And lay it out. I cannot wait to see everything that comes in from this. I think I'm going to keep like a little list of everybody who responds to this. And when, not only when you send me the DM, but when we talk about what your promise is and whether I help you through a random DM or it's a full-on coaching package and I help you actually achieve your goals, I'm gonna do something special for you. I got a couple things in mind. Let me think about it. Maybe it's a free strategy session. Maybe it's some of my books. Who knows? I'm sending you something because you deserve to be celebrated. And I want to see you win and I want to celebrate with you. All right, friends. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I hope this was as awesome for you as it was for me. I feel really good. I'm going to go work out now. I'm going to go put my sneaks on. I'm going to go hit the gym because I'm going to keep that promise to myself. And I've got another 70 days to do that or the rest of my life, right? Because this isn't just about, you know, getting healthy for the numbers. It's about changing my lifestyle and making this something I just do as easy as brushing my teeth. All right, friends, until next time, keep being awesome. Bye.